Hey, what's up? This is Tony and my boy, Mr. Junior Valbuena.
Happy holidays.
Hey, and this is the 6 to Midnight Lounge. How's everybody doing tonight? Junior, my boy, how was your Thanksgiving, sir?
Hey, it was cool. You know, like a lot of food and, let me get started. The day before Thanksgiving, our oven took a shit.
Oh, no. What happened?
For some reason, I was preparing stuff on Wednesday to get, like, what was it, Tuesday? I think Tuesday I was preparing stuff, just get ahead on a lot of things before, like, the actual, like, Thursday morning when we're cooking stuff. And then, you know, I noticed that my oven wasn't reaching a certain point. Wasn't really, like, I had to preheat it, like, for 350. Wasn't getting there. Uh-huh. It took, like, almost 3 hours just to get it to 290.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck's going on? It's just like, then we called the repairman to come on Wednesday morning. That repairman came, and he didn't recognize the brand of oven because my mother-in-law has this French store type of a convention oven, you know, commercial oven. And he didn't even recognize the brand. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know what to do, where to start. And, well, it could be the thermostat right here, but I wouldn't know what to do because I never heard his oven before, and I wouldn't know who to refer you to.
Shit.
So I just don't know what to do. So I'm not going to really charge you for me coming out here. I feel sorry, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, okay. So then we said something about thermostat and the knob. You know, what do? Fucking Google it. And I found something, and it kind of worked for a bit where I stuck a screwdriver somewhere, and I adjusted something here, and it came on. All right, it worked. I saved Thanksgiving. And the next thing you know, the oven rose to a certain temperature. I turned it off. This is, okay, it's going to work. Let me try it again.
Yeah,
it didn't go on, didn't do nothing. I tried to do something else and it wouldn't turn off. So I'm like, we cannot leave the oven on all freaking night. And then we call that another repairman. And this guy knew what he was doing because he's been doing it for like, I think 40 years, he says.
Cool, oh, shit.
Cool Chicano guy. Looks like he was like a church league, you know, guy, maybe a homie from back in the day. And he talked a lot, figured out what we needed to do. And he told us, one thing, I'm going to do this. I'm going to charge you guys just the labor. Just buy the parts because you'll buy the parts cheaper, which is true because when you buy the parts, like whatever you're going to work on, and then you say you get a professional to do it, they'll charge you the labor and be way cheaper. Because he was telling us that if we would have got the part, like if they would have got the part, his company, it would have been a couple hundred bucks. And the only thing he's going to do is charge you like 150 just to do the labor. And if it was combination, it could have been close to $400 to $500.
Oh, wow.
Because they always up, you know how it is, they always upsell parts and labor and all that stuff. And you can find the parts online by yourself and just try to like either get somebody to do labor for you or try to just do the labor yourself. But yeah, but the oven's still not fixed, you know, because we haven't got the parts yet because we have to order them. So they won't come till next week. So on Thanksgiving morning, we had to, good thing we didn't toss out some roaster oven that we had in the garage because we've been trying to get rid of it because my mother-in-law's never used it, and we've always been battling my mother-in-law, get rid of it, you don't need it, get rid of it, you never use it. Good thing we did it, man, because we used that to cook the turkey in, and I had to drive all the way to my brother's house just to bake the sides. So it was adventurous.
Oh, wow.
Thanksgiving, but hey, it came out good, came out all right, you know, everybody had good food. It was a good time.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
Yeah.
At least it worked out. So you had everybody over at your pad?
Well, just like, you know, just some of us, you know, my parents were sick, you know, they came down with a kind of a flu or something. No COVID.
Oh.
That's what my mom told me, that she's okay. And I mean, just us, you know, my brother-in-law invited his parents, you know, they're good people. And his two brothers, his two older brothers, they came down. But every time like, you know, my brother-in-law's family gets together, it's almost like I need to put a sign. No politics. No worldly bullshit, you know, around. You know, like, I don't fucking like to talk about what's going on in the world. I'd rather just let's tell some funny stories, make each other laugh, feel good. But when they get together, my brother-in-law's family, they're good people. I love them. But man, they just like, you know, when you talk about like what did you hear during Thanksgiving, I heard nothing but arguments and it's tradition. Like, you know, we're supposed to do a gift exchange, and it was just like...
So they were actually fighting?
Not fighting, but you could tell it was like, you know, more of like a serious argument that our side of the family were just sitting right there in the living room watching the TV, and we're just like don't pay attention to what's on the TV. That's more interesting. Just like all the drama, you know, they were arguing about a gift exchange and not doing it this year. You can't do that. I'm not going to get a gift. What? Then my niece was all talking about like, well, you can't do that, Grandpa. It's part of tradition. You can't break tradition, and just bickering and all that stuff. It's like,
oh wow.
And what can you say, man? It was a good time, you know. They're, like I said, good people. You know, just always there's always family bullshit. Whenever you get family together, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's cool, dude. Well, we had Thanksgiving at my house. I cooked the turkey, the ham, the mashed potatoes. My sister-in-law came over. One of her sons came over. By the end of the night, I was dead tired, dude. And it was like, I'm going to bed. And I told Lisa, it's time to go to bed. And she's like, it's 6:30. And I was like, holy shit. Okay, I guess we're not going to bed yet. But it just like the day flew by, man.
Oh yeah,
it was just crazy because it was already time to go to sleep.
Yeah, close to like 6 o'clock or 5:45, it was getting dark and I was already yawning. You know, it's almost like, oh, fuck, are we gonna call it a day? I fucking want to go take a nap or something. You know,
yeah, right.
Because you were probably up early in the morning that day cooking and all that stuff.
Yeah, I got up like 5. So I was beat. I was beat.
Yeah.
I'm still beat. And then my kids came over Friday. They came over around 1. And my grandson and my granddaughter were here. So it was cool. I had a lot of fun with them. But it was like, they were here until I think around 8 o'clock. And I was like, okay, time to go. I got to go sleep. It's time to go. I want to go to sleep already, dude. It was so freaking tired.
Yeah, because there comes a point you don't want to kick family out, but it's almost like you want them to feel the same way you do. Like,
right?
Like, aren't you guys tired? Aren't you guys tired? Oh, yeah. I love the entire family, man. But it's like, watch. And my mind's like, aren't you guys tired? Aren't you guys gonna go? Aren't you guys gonna go? So we could just start cleaning up and just settling down and just relaxing in bed.
Like, yeah, exactly.
No, I don't mean it, man. Like, it's always a good time, man. Like I said, the food was that's the thing. I only ate one plate. Normally, I'd always get like seconds and part of thirds, you know, when it comes to Thanksgiving. Thursday, I only had one plate and I was good. And then, you know, I just got tired because the next day we were going to do Black Friday shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and how'd that go? Was there a lot of people?
The mall usually always crazy. Best Buy was a madhouse, you know. Found a couple of good deals.
It's a Best Buy for.
Well, my brother-in-law wanted to go there because he Best Buy has a thing that if you could trade in like your smartwatch or something and they value it for whatever money, you know. Let's just say like, you know, I have like the first Apple Watch, right?
Okay.
Let's just say I wanted to trade it in. They probably value it. It's probably not going to be worth much. Let's just say $40. They'll give me $40, and then I can use that to get put into like maybe an upgrade for a watch. And that's what he did. He got like one of those Garmin smartwatches, which is pretty cool. Uh-huh. That's what he did. And we went there. My nephew bought some type of handheld game thing for his phone. And my mother-in-law, she bought a brand new laptop because she wanted a new one. And they had pretty good deals.
Yeah. You know?
And me, I always go to the TV thinking like, man, that looks nice. Like Samsung has like an 8K QOLED or something LED, $5,000 and 85-inch or $5,000. But the picture, holy shit.
Right.
It was so nice. And it's like, I wish I had $5,000 just to buy that, to put that in my living room. Can you imagine watching movies or sports on that? Oh, yeah, right. Something like the $5,000.
I think in our living room, we have a 65-inch TV. Okay. And then our bedroom, we have a 50 or 55-inch. And then in my garage, I have a 40-inch or a 45-inch.
Okay.
And Lisa was like, okay, babe, well, Black Friday's coming, so let's get a 80 or 70 inch for the living room. We'll put the one in the living room in our bedroom, and then the one in the bedroom in the garage. I'm like, what? I go, wait, the one in the living room is barely big enough to fit, and it's almost covering the window on the side of the fireplace.
Yeah, but dude, you take up that offer. You jump on it.
Yeah, but then it takes up too much of the wall, dude.
Who cares? You'll make it work. Once you put a TV that size in your room, you're gonna be like, wow, this is nice. And then you whatever you had in your room, you put it in the garage, you'll be like, wow, this is even nicer. You know?
Right. And the one that's in the garage, put in the restroom, and so on and so forth.
Hey, there you go. I plan once this remodeling is kind of done, when I start hitting the bathroom that we're using right now, the room that we're in, which is going to be converted into an office, but then there's going to be a bathroom in there. I plan to honestly put like
a TV in there.
A small, like, I don't know how small you can get, like a 20 something incher to put it in there. Yeah. Like sometimes when you're taking a long shit and you don't want to be watching shit on your phone, you don't want to like touch your phone. Because your hand is touching your phone, that's going to wind up wiping your ass. You don't want to do that. You know, like there's times when I'm just sitting there just chilling on the toilet. And if there's a TV right there, it's like, hey, why not? Why not? Watching Netflix and shit.
Are you or Netflix and shit? or if you're need to, if you got to bring up porn while you're on the toilet.
Hey, there you go.
On those lonely cold nights in the restroom. Mm-hmm. That's too funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you're like considering putting in there?
Like, maybe. Most likely the wife's going to say no. You know, but I'll find a way. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah, but Black Friday, like I said, shopping, like the mall parking is always crazy.
Yeah.
And just it's like, you know, I don't never understand why the big old line for the Doc Martens store, you know.
Really?
Are you ever been into those type of boots?
No, but my daughter was. And I remember going to Macy's to buying her a set of Doc Martens, the black ones, the high, the, I think they're like 14 holes or something like that. But they were like $250. And I was like, okay, you really want these. That's your gift. So, yeah, I remember her wanting those.
Well, I bought myself some shoes.
Oh, did you? Really?
Yeah.
What size? I mean, how many eyelets?
How many what?
How many eyelets? How many holes?
What are you talking about?
Were your shoelace?
I don't know.
How big the boot is.
I didn't buy those, dude.
Where did you buy that?
I bought some Vans.
Oh, I thought you bought some fucking Doc Martens. Like, that's why you're saying
No. I was just, when I was there at the mall, I saw the big old line for the Doc Martens store, and I really never was into those shoes because they remind me of skinhead boots, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can use those, dude. You fucking bald.
Shut up. I'm talking about like skinheads, like, you know, racist skinheads back when I was high school. Like, you know, like I almost got like jumped by a couple of those dudes, you know, because, you know, they were, and I just had memories of just thinking every time I see Doc Martens, I think of these two, three white boys that shaved heads and wanted like to jump me for some stupid reason, you know. I was like, but like, we were at the Vans store because, you know, my kid got some shoes and they had Vans had a sale, like, you know, anything throughout the store, second pair, 50% off.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I got myself some two pairs of pretty cool Vans, you know, I like them, you know, because I have nothing really but, you know, like Under Armour, like tennis shoes, you know, but the Vans that I got pretty comfortable, you know, so, but it was a good deal. Like, you know, buy one, get one 50% off everywhere in the store. It was cool. It was like, you know, we still got to do some shopping to do and all that stuff. It was just a long day, you know, and then we head down to downtown Disney to end the night. Because my niece, you know, she works at Disney, so right now all the employees get a huge discount on anything that's Disney related. Like, because we couldn't get into the park because we don't have tickets, but downtown Disney store, whatever store that's Disney related,
yeah,
like, you know, my niece could use her huge discount on that. So, you know, we went to, you know, see, buy some gifts for the kids and stuff like that. Just, you know, take advantage of that discount. Yeah, that place is a fucking madhouse, man. It's like,
can she do the discount at the outlet at the Citadel?
Maybe so. I don't know. I think so. I don't know. But the Citadel? Hell no. We saw on the news on Thursday night after we were done cleaning on Thanksgiving, we saw the news and how it was like mad packed, you know, just to get into the parking lot. You know, there was yeah, they showed it on the news.
It's that, dude, it's like that every weekend. It doesn't have to be fucking Black Friday.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, I've only been there once.
You have to go super early to that mall to get in, dude. And if you do, you have to get valet. Because if not, you'll be parking like in Timbuktu just to walk to the mall. That's how crazy it is.
I think I've only been there once.
Yeah. And that didn't go to Disneyland from Thanksgiving until now?
No, dude. She didn't.
Oh, I thought she would have.
Nah.
Celebrated Thanksgiving with Mickey or something.
She did that when she did that on Monday.
Oh, okay.
It's like my wife goes to Disneyland, like she takes advantage of it. I'm like, okay.
Too far. Is she going this week?
I have no idea right now. She'll probably surprise me. Well, I got reservations today.
She's like, I won't be home.
Yeah, she's but like, you know, and then Mickey. Yeah, and Saturday. We really didn't do nothing, but oh man, I understand why you don't like cartoon movies.
Oh wait, you told me you were gonna go see Trolls and one other. Oh, and Luna, Wish. Right?
No, Wish.
And how'd that go?
Oh, it's like my reviews on both those movies. Like, yeah, not the greatest DreamWorks Trolls movie. Too kind of corny because it's like too. It's like both those fucking movies had too much singing in it, and I was just going fucking crazy. It's like the Trolls movie, because, like, you know, Justin Timberlake is the voice of one of them.
Yeah.
And you could tell they were singing, like, a lot of, like, songs from different boy bands in it. And it was okay, kind of funny, because they like, you could tell, like, oh, they're referring that boy band. And then it was okay, but I was like, all right, it's kind of cheesy and corny. Cause it was better. First one was better, man. But like I said, when you have a kid, you go see these with your kid.
Yeah.
Because it was a double feature. Right after that one was done, we went right across to the other side of the theater to watch that Wish from Disney.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was fucking horrible. It's fucking.
It was really bad. Singing.
Have a kid,
in the movies, anyways.
What?
You don't like the singing movie anyway, so.
Like I said, Disney has they do too much fucking singing in their cartoon movies, you know? Like,
okay.
Yeah, but I know Pixar is part of Disney, but Pixar doesn't do that. This is like a Disney animation movie, not Pixar.
Yeah.
So it was, even my wife agreed that it was okay, you know? It's just too much singing. Didn't make sense. And even some critics that I listened to that saw the movie before I saw it, they told me it's not good. And I'm like, oh, that's their opinion. Let me check and see. You know, we'll take the kid. And yeah. And I almost missed, you know, Survivor Series from WWE. Good thing I caught it on my phone. Should have just stayed home and watched that.
Oh, wow. Well, you did tell me to watch Love Actually.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I watched it. I was confused. Lisa had to help me and tell me, because it was flipping back and forth on the movie, like to different people. So I was like, okay, I'm not understanding. Is this the same person? Are we 10 years later? What is this? And yeah, so I had to keep asking questions. Okay, now who's this? Now what's that? Well, okay, now who is this again? And yeah, it was like 2 minutes. It was a cool movie. Too many characters for me to keep up, but I have to admit, we did watch The Holiday yesterday, and I like that one a lot better.
Okay, is that the one with Jack Black?
It is.
And who? Okay, Cameron Diaz is in there, right?
Cameron Diaz, Jack Black, Kate Winslet, and I don't know the dude's name.
What's his name? Is it Jude Law?
Jude Law. That's right. Yeah, it is Jude Law. Jude Law is the one that cheated with his nanny, right? In real life.
I don't know.
I think that's what Lisa said. She goes, I used to like him until he cheated on his nanny.
So is that a good holiday movie? Is that considered like a Christmas holiday type of movie?
I don't think I for me no. I don't think so. Either of those two, even though that the one for the holiday is during Christmas, but I don't consider that a Christmas movie.
Well, okay, just wondering because I know the wife would want to see that. You know.
Oh, the holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would like it because you have to have a vagina to watch that movie. So yeah.
So I have to watch it with someone who has a vagina. So if we decide to watch it together, it'd be kind of weird.
I think if you watch it by yourself, you're gonna change into a vagina.
Okay, I'll turn into a woman. Start wearing my wife's underwear.
We'll start wearing a pad before you start watching the movie.
Oh, will do.
Okay, so yeah, that's one thing with my wife. She'll say, "Let's watch this movie," and it's gonna be a chick flick. I'm like, "No, I don't have a vagina. I don't want to watch that movie." Let's watch this
sometimes
movie.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice, man, to make the wife happy, so you can be happy later.
I do on Wednesdays. She watches TV. I have to be honest. I do hog up the TV during the week, except on Wednesdays, because I know she watches her Housewives of Beverly Hills, Housewives of Miami, the boat yacht one, whatever that one's called, Down Below or
Upper Below Deck,
it's called
Upper Decker. It's called Upper Decker.
The Kim Kardashians of the world.
Fuck that.
She doesn't like me watching them with me because I comment on them all the time. Like every time Khloe Kardashian appears on the TV, I start going, and she hates that. She just, any movie that requires for you to have a vagina, if I'm watching it with her, I'm always commenting and making myself laugh. So that's pretty much how it goes in my house. But yeah, Wednesdays is her day on the TV and she gets to watch whatever she wants, and it's mostly all the Housewives and stuff. I'm so glad she's not watching that Golden Bachelor. That's horrible.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so no.
I know we were talking about watching it, but I was like, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Like it would have been great because we could have had like a lot of sponsors, Metamucil, Depends, ED, erectile dysfunction, pills, yeah, but I couldn't. It was just horrible. It was a car crash. I saw the old ladies that are on that show, and I was like, good God, these ladies are ugly. But I guess if you're seen now, nothing, it doesn't matter, right? But let's go back to Christmas movies. So my Christmas movies actually were revamped for this year. One got added. And it's actually my number one, but I'm going to start. I only have 5 this year, no 10. Make it quick, make it short. 5, The Grinch, Jim Carrey, the live one.
Okay.
Not the car. I like that one a lot.
Okay.
Number 4, Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn. Yeah, that's a good one.
I love that.
Number 3, of course, Elf.
Yeah, of course.
And number 2, Christmas Vacation with the Griswolds. And number 1, and this was like, Lisa introduced me to this movie, and it was freaking hilarious. I was watching it today, and I was busting up laughing, and more than likely, after this podcast, I'm going to watch it again. It's 4 Christmases with Vince Vaughn and the blonde girl from...
What's her face? She forgot her fucking name.
Spoonful or what? Spoonful?
What? How the fuck? Spoonful.
I know it has to do with a utensil. Windy spoonful.
No, it's what? I'm looking at it right now. Reese Witherspoon.
I told you.
Spoonful.
Reese Spoonful.
Reese Witherspoonful.
That one's funny, dude. With Vince Vaughn, John Favreau. And they're wrestling. It's Orlando, Dallas, and who's the other one? And he's a cowboy country singer.
Is it Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Tim McGraw.
So it's Orlando, Dallas, and Miami? No.
Denver. I think John Favreau, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hear that John Favreau plays Denver. But, okay. Yeah, okay. Vince Vaughn plays Orlando, but they have him here as Brad.
Yeah, because he changed his name because when Witherspoon and Vaughn gets to their dad's house and they're like, oh, you're Orlando's girl. And she goes, Orlando? He goes, yes, we were all named after the state we were conceived in or the city we were in. Yeah, okay. And then he goes, no, my name's Brad. Because she goes, why'd you change your name? She goes, because I don't like that name. And oh my God, we've been together for so long. He goes, yeah, but if my name was Asshole, I wouldn't say, hey, my name's Asshole, but now it's. But yeah, that's a really good. You haven't seen it?
I saw it the other day. It looks pretty. And I put that kind of on my list. Like, I didn't revamp my list where it's like you know, I switched it from the last time we did this, this countdown, like I think 3 years ago when we first started the podcast.
Yeah.
And I just added, before it was just 10, then I added 10 more. So I got like 20 that I'm trying to watch, you know, this holiday season, you know, just to get into the mood. I'll just go over it real quick. I'm and not from like 20 to 1, you know, or I don't have them ranked. But like Christmas Vacation, you know, watch that. Who cannot watch Christmas Vacation?
Right, that's a given.
Yeah, I watch both Home Alones, 1 and 2. I think they're on Home Alone 5 or something. I don't watch anything 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. Home Alone's after 2, I don't watch because I've heard they're not that great. I saw the one that Disney Plus had last year. That's horrible. Yeah. So you guys think we just...
You're saying you don't watch any sequels after 2?
No, just on Home Alone.
Oh, gotcha.
No, just on Home Alone. Okay, Home Alone 1 and 2. And then I watch Bill Murray Scrooged.
Okay, that's a good one.
And then I watched the Three Santa Claus, the one with Tim Allen.
Yeah, those I can't do. I don't like Tim Allen.
I like him because, you know, it's cool. I mean, the television show they have on Disney Plus, oh my God, it's fucking horrible. I watched the first season last year to get into the Christmas spirit, thinking, okay, because I like the Santa Clauses. I mean, a bit corny, but they're cool. But the fucking television series, because he has kids now, oh, it's fucking horrible. And then, the second season came on this year. Oh, let's watch that. Watch the first episode. Our family was like, nah. Yeah. We didn't go back. So they ruined it. So I just put 1, 2, and 3, the Santa Claus, you know, to watch. You know, not the greatest, but it's better than the TV series.
Yeah.
Elf, of course. Gotta watch Elf. Of course. That's going to go down as a classic, always.
Yeah.
You know, like they have it on 24 Hours the other day. You know.
Yeah.
Gremlins. The first one.
Gremlins.
Gremlins. Die Hard. You have to watch Die Hard.
Of course. Die Hard, of course.
You know, and The Nightmare Before Christmas, even though it's both Halloween and Christmas, my wife is a big Nightmare Before Christmas fan. She loves that movie, buys anything that they sell from. She wants salt and pepper shakers of Nightmare Before Christmas. You know, she got kind of like upset or bummed out that her sister found a pair of, I think, Jack and Zero salt and pepper shakers, or Sally, something like that my sister-in-law got at Hot Topic or Box Lunch. She was asking, they were trying to say, do they have any more? But like I said, she loves anything that's Night Before Christmas. So we watched that.
So your sister-in-law knows how much Annette loves that stuff and didn't even bother to say, hey, they had salt and pepper shakers. You want me to get your pair?
She loves it too, but I think that's mine. It's like, you know, it is.
Oh, you know, only have to that.
And it's like, but she'll find them somewhere because they have everything fucking.
Of course
they do. Toilet paper to, I bet you, like, you know, Night Before Christmas, toenail clippers probably. Who knows? Oh,
that toilet paper.
If I went to Jack Skellington. And next one, Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, no, I can't do that one. Go on.
No, dude, it's fucking funny, dude. It's so corny, but it's funny. I know you don't like Tim Allen, but Christmas with the Cranks, I like that movie.
Oh no, when I see Tim Allen, I hear his and it's like, no.
Home Improvement.
Yes, no, can't do that.
And yes, you know, it's kind of funny how him, like, you know, he got that family sitcom show, and wasn't he arrested back in the 80s or something for drugs or something?
Oh, yeah. He was a mean womanizer in the back before he got the tool time with Tim Allen, dude.
Yeah.
TMZ would have him on all the time. With all the parties that he would do, and there'd be naked women and drugs.
That's crazy. They had TMZ?
Yeah, because they would pull out all the old videos of them, people reporting on him. But it was crazy.
The next one, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey one.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
I like that one, because he was perfect for the role, even without the... Right. Without the makeup, and he puts that grin on. It's like he was born for that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. How he would contort his face, of course.
Yeah. And then and the next one with Jim Carrey, Disney's A Christmas Carol. The animation one?
It's an animation. I was going to say, I haven't seen that one, but if it's a cartoon, yeah, I have not seen that one.
It's good? It's cool because it's really kind of dark,
Uh-huh.
It's cool. It's not like Pixar or Illumination or DreamWorks shit. It's like, it's pretty, I like it. It's pretty dark, it's like, man, they make this for fucking kids. And it was like, it's kind of dark, but it's cool.
Isn't there a Christmas Carol that's dark?
Oh, yeah, they got plenty of those.
But it's like with a main star.
Wasn't it George C. Scott or the dude who plays Captain, one of the Star Trek captains?
I think one of the Star Trek captains. Because I think I saw it on Hulu or on Prime, and I was like, oh, who's this with? And something happened that I guess Lisa came into the room or started talking to me, and I forgot to look at it. I'll look it up. Next episode, I'll talk about it. But it's real dark. Even the cover of it is dark. It's all black,
and it's with a black, kind of a with a black, like a dark shadow, right?
Yeah, exactly. Is it Hugh Jackman?
Is Hugh Jackman in the movie? I'm trying to look it up. Okay, let me see. I'm right here. Okay.
I know it looked really dark.
I've seen the poster for it.
Yeah,
I forgot.
I'll look it up next time we talk. I'll bring it up.
Okay, and after that, Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I get it because you have to pay attention to it because it has a big, humongous cast, and Yeah, but like they're all connected to each other. You don't think they are. Then you find out like, oh, that person knows that person. Oh, that person knows that person. Oh, that person related to that person. So in some it's all intertwined, the whole entire movie, like all these people in some ways, 6 degrees of separation, they know each other. They're connected in some ways.
Yeah.
It's a cool movie,
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Okay. And then after that, it's Nothing Like the Holidays. You ever seen that one?
No. Who's that with?
It's with it's a Latin Christmas type of movie. It takes place in Chicago.
No. Oh wait. Is it with Doc Ock?
Yeah, with Doc Ock, yeah. Alfred Molina, yeah.
Yeah, we started watching that one and I think I fell asleep, right, babe? She just looked at me and walked out the room. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it was like he's the dad. Yeah. John Leguizamo's in it.
Yeah, he plays a son. It's a cool movie because it's like, I like it because it's a Latin cast. Majority Latin cast,
Actually, I started watching it last night and I think I fell asleep while we were in bed. I got to go back and watch that one.
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I like that movie,
Well, it was good. What I saw of it, I was enjoying it, but I was just beat, dude. But I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Yeah. No, watch it when you have the energy. I kind of liked it. Okay, and then after that, it's not a movie, but it's I think it's a 45, close to 50 minute special, the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Oh, that's when they bring in Kevin Bacon, right?
Yeah,
that one's hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah. Okay, and after that, you don't like cartoons, but the Grinch cartoon. Not the old school one, but the new one.
Yes, I clicked on it because it said the Grinch on it. And when it popped up on the screen, it was like, oh, cartoon? Oh, no. And I changed it. I didn't even give it a chance, dude.
Where is your inner child?
I just can't do cartoons anymore. I would love to, but I can't.
You got grandkids. You know, you want to sit down with your grandchildren.
They watch it. I let the TV go on with the cartoons, but I just
can't. Don't you want to sit down on the couch with Julius and with Zelda? Let's watch Grinch, and they tell your grandpa, "I love this movie."
Right?
No, you're like, get off my lap.
No, they can stay on my lap. I'll just fall asleep.
Okay, but, yeah. next one is Fred Claus in the with Vince Vaughn. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
It's a good one. It's really cool. I started watching it when it came out like a couple years back, and I had to. I mean, it wasn't on my list the last time we did, you know, this list, but I put it on there. It probably would have bumped out of something out of my usual list, you know. But yeah. Fred Claus, I like that movie. And then Four Christmases, because I saw it the other day, really funny. Seems interesting. I want to watch it again because it looks good.
So you just saw it for the first time this year?
I've always known of it. I see it here and there when it's on TV, but I never paid attention to it. Yeah. And then I started watching it, not all the way from the beginning, but I know what's it about, kind of. Yeah. And it looks pretty good, you know. And I liked it, so I'm gonna probably, like I said, these are the movies I'm gonna be watching in the next, couple of weeks before Christmas. You know, that got on my list. And the another one is, like I said, another cartoon movie, Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas?
Yeah.
Who's that with? Or what is that about?
It's about like a Santa Claus's son.
Oh, no.
And for some reason, like there's like all these different Santa Claus, and he's one of the sons, and something happens when he's trying to, like, a bike gets like, you know, like, I don't want to, like, a gift doesn't get delivered to a certain kid, and his whole mission is to try to deliver that gift to that one kid, or it's something like it's. I like this. It's pretty cool. Like, my kid likes to watch some of this stuff. Well, yeah, I take that back. Not anymore, because she's always on her freaking tablet or phone. Wait, what can you say?
That's funny.
And the last one I watched last year, and it's a classic, and I've always known about it, but I've never really sat down and watched it, is It's a Wonderful Life.
Dude, I still haven't watched that one. And neither has Lisa. And I told her, we'll have to watch this one this year. And she's like, okay, we'll watch it. Because the only part that I know is when it comes out in Christmas Vacation and the little kid's out. What is it? When a bell rings.
angel gets his wings.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I know.
I'm surprised that she hasn't seen it, because in some ways, you know, it deals with God and angel. You know,
it's like, for me, I did not want to watch it because there's so many people that do the Jimmy Stewart impression, mm-hmm, that it just irritates the shit out of me to see Jimmy Stewart.
Like Clarence. Oh, Zuzu. Oh, like that. It's like exactly. Dana Carvey, I think, did a good impression of it. I think Dana one time Carvey, on Saturday Night Live.
Jimmy Fallon does it. And yeah. It's like, okay. If I've seen them, I've seen the movie already.
Yeah. But, who on Saturday Night Live hasn't done that skit?
Right? Exactly.
It's a Wonderful Life.
So this year, I am watching it, and we'll probably watch it with Lisa. We'll probably watch it tonight.
Yeah, they got two versions. They have the black and white, and they try to colorize it.
Yeah,
I watched it last year. The color version. It's okay. It holds up. You know, it's not great quality, but it kind of holds up. But maybe watch the black and white. But I like that movie because it makes you, like, the whole point of the story, man. Like, you know, like what? Like, I think this man always. It's like, what would have been like if he wasn't born, or like certain, like, you know. And I think in the
is that what God's, the
say what
is that what the movie's about?
Yeah, no, hold on. It's an angel is sent from heaven to help a desperately frustrated businessman by showing him what life would have been like if he never existed.
Oh, so it's kind of like Family Man.
Yeah,
that's another movie. There you go. That's another Christmas movie that I was thinking about. I love that Christmas movie.
Yeah, I was putting that on my list, but you know, I was trying to hurry up because I thought we were going to do this episode like earlier in the week. But yeah, Family Man with Nicolas Cage. It makes you wonder sometimes, and like, you know, when, because there's been times when I always ask myself, like, what would it have been like if, like, you know, sometimes I get down and depressed during the holidays, even more now because, you know, like everybody who listens to the show knows that, you know, life changing situations with me, like 23 years on the job where I always had an income and always had money for the holidays, kind of like a little bit more tight budgeted this year. But I do get depressed and stuff like that because, you know, and it, I always tell my wife certain things like, you know, what would it have been like if you would have just maybe I've met someone else that probably would have given you a more of a better life than what I could give, you know?
Or what about if I would have not pulled out fast enough and I would have left it in and there would have been another kid or...
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, if you want to go that way.
Kid or...
No, yeah, but like, you know, that movie honestly makes you sometimes think like, you know, hey, life is for a reason, you know? And, you know, you always come out, you know, no matter what you think it's going bad, it's for a reason, because, and if you stay positive and you push through, there's like light on the other side of the tunnel, you know?
Right. Just like when I was 18, I almost signed papers to join the Navy, and there was a general, I don't know if he was a general or what was he was, but he had a lot of stars on his jacket, and he came up to me and he asked me, what did you want to do in the Air Force? And I told him, he's like, well, has your dad and your grandpa done it? And they're like, no, I'm the first one going in. And he's like, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that. They're promising you that, but you're not going to get it. And I was like, he goes, did you already sign the papers? And I'm like, no, I'm going to sign them right now. He's like, you better think of it long and hard. And he had pulled me out of the office at the recruit. And he had me outside talking to me on the stairs. And when he told me that I was just getting bullshitted, and it was just a ploy to get me in. And I walked back in and I told the recruitment officer, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do this after all. And he was pissed. He was throwing stuff in his office and he was like, you said you were going to do this. But yeah, who knows what would have happened. I wouldn't have went to the Navy. I probably would have been dead, or, you know what I mean, with these wars that we've had. I would never have met my best friend. Oh.
Ooh.
But you never know, dude. It could have been bad. It could have been worse. It could have been, you know what I mean? It could have been good. I don't know. You just
Everybody's life is for a reason. Everybody's path is different than everybody's path. Like, everybody's path is different, you know?
Would I would have been my lifelong dream being a comic, would it would happen? No, probably not if I was in the Navy. But
yeah, you never know. But like I said, those are like the movies I'm kind of watching, gonna watch this holiday season, you know, just to get in the mood. I gotta like start fucking putting up the lights outside. Ugh,
yes.
But I need to talk to my contractor tomorrow to figure out like, okay, where are you? What's the next step? Where are you guys going to start working on? Because I don't want to start decorating and they got to start working into the living room and breaking down the floors because they're getting like, you know, new floors put in. I mean,
are you doing outside too?
I'm going to put lights on the outside because they're not working on the outside of the front of the house. So the back, I'm not touching this year. Next year, they'll be totally different. So I'm trying to figure, you know, like even today, you know, because we don't know when they're going to honestly break in to connect the sewer line from the new bathroom and the laundry room. And like last week it took me almost like 9 hours to do laundry because it's such a hassle, because, you know, the water pumping from the washer into a trash can to a water pump through a hose through the outside window, it was taking forever. So that, like, today I need clothes for the week, but I moved all my washer and dryer into the garage because the contractor, we're moving it to the empty room, and these are brand new washer and dryers and they're all scratched up. Not mad, but fucking be a little bit careful, you know? Trying not to make a big deal about it. So I moved, like I said, 9 hours last weekend to do laundry. Okay, I'm done, because they needed to finish doing the plastering and the drywall in the new laundry room. So let me move this shit into the garage. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, we need clothes for the week. let's move it back into the laundry room. I'll connect everything. Once we're done, we'll move it back. My wife and my mother-in-law said, let's just go to an actual laundromat to do laundry. And yeah. I haven't been to an actual laundromat, like, fuck, ever since I got my other house in Buena Park. So it's been close to, like, 18 years. Uh-huh. I actually, like, went to a laundromat to do laundry. And we went today, and it was such an experience because it's, like, the thing that always... that makes me mad. It's like, it's kind of like there's a bunch of people there, right? I'm thinking, it's a Sunday. Yeah. Shouldn't y'all just be at home? I don't know. So there's clothes.
You know what's funny? What? You know what's hilarious, dude? Is I don't mind going to a laundromat. That's like my zen, dude. Really? I can just put my clothes in there, sit back, wait for them to come off, and I just be zoning out. And I'm happy being at the laundromat.
No, it was cool. Like, you know, for me, for my wife and my mother-in-law who haven't, I think it was hilarious because, anyway, like, my mother-in-law, I'm trying to help her, and she's putting the quarters in, right? Uh-huh. And she's like, how come it's not going in? And I'm telling my mother-in-law, they go on the slot above. Look, there's a little picture of a 25 with an arrow that's pointed to this slot. You're not supposed to put it in the bottom slot. That's, and it's hilarious because it's like, it's right
where would she put it
in the return slot. And the slot to put the freaking quarter in, it was above the return slot, and there was a picture with a 25 cent that was pointing the arrow. This is the slot you put the quarter in, and she did it. It's like I was like shaking my head. It's like you'd be lost if I wasn't here.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
And but going back to, like, you know, I get there and there's a lot of people there and the washers, there's clothes in it, but it's not running no more. It's like the clothes are done. And like, okay, where's who's not paying attention to their clothes to get them out and put them into the dryer? And I'm waiting, they're waiting. Okay, we jump onto this one, and this is you know, and then same thing comes with the dryer. Like this lady, she's taking four dryers, right? And she's putting one in, okay? And then she goes to the next one. Put in one, put in the quarter. Put in the clothes in the other one, put in the quarter. She was like, let me go all the way to the end, and then I'll go back. So she's doing that. Then she gets to her fourth one, and I'm watching her. And she decides to go to the table where people fold their clothes. And then she breaks out her coin purse, and she shakes all the coins out looking for quarters. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? It's like, I want to get the fuck out of here. I want to go back. I want to watch football. Even though there was TVs there showing the game, you know, it was like the Steelers versus the Bengals. But I just wanted to get home and just to watch football. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? And all the dryers were taking up place. And then you get the people that, okay, their clothes are done. They get the little cart with the wheels. And then they're bringing out the clothes. And they're folding it right then and there. And I'm on thinking to myself, grab the fucking clothes, put them in the basket, fucking drag them to the fucking table so I can use your fucking dryer so I can get the fuck out of here. And it's like, and it's like I said, it's been close to 18 years since I last went to a laundromat because I bought a house, bought washer and dryer, didn't want a laundry at home. And it's like, it's like me, I grab my shit because I'm considerate because I know there's maybe somebody waiting. I'm considerate. Some people aren't, you know, and it's just like, I hope I don't have to. I hope my contractor does what he needs to do this week, connects what he needs to do to the sewer line so we can start fucking, like, you know, using the shit that we need here instead of going out, you know. But anyway, that was my day. But ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That is hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
That's too funny. So that was all your movies?
Yeah, I mean, there probably some other things might pop up, you know. I've never really seen the Bad Santa movies. I know of them, seen part of it.
But oh, you haven't seen Bad Santa?
I can maybe have, but it's never really interested me, you know?
Yeah.
No, have you ever seen Violent Night?
Oh, yeah. The kids rented it here. It's horrible.
I thought it was pretty cool.
No, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Fucking Die Hard with Santa.
Yeah. No, I saw a little piece of it, and I was like, yeah, no, that's, I don't know. I guess I'm getting older. Fucking violence to me is too much.
Really?
Me being in Vietnam was already too much as it is. So Vietnam was too heavy for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one movie I saw, and this is my wife's favorite. It doesn't make my list because I've never really seen it to be like, oh, my God, it's a tradition. And it's every Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, it's on 24 Hours, A Christmas Story.
Oh, no. I watched it once, and it was like, that's enough. That's enough. And my wife loves that movie, too.
My wife loves that movie, and I've never really seen it. It's never really catched my attention to watch it. And I remember that first year, me and my wife started dating. I know it was her favorite movie, so I bought it for her on Blu-ray. I don't think she ever used the Blu-ray that I know of. And yeah. I've never really caught it to be like, oh my God, we have like Elf or Home Alone, you know,
right?
To watch, you know. I never really saw it until last weekend. I said, you know what? It's on. Let's put it on. I watched it. I don't know the big old hoo-ha about it that it's you have to put it on TV for 24 hours.
Right.
You know, like I said, I'm glad that Elf is on 24 hours, but that's during Thanksgiving. It should be on Christmas Day, you know. But I never really saw that, like, you know, like, I want a something-something red shooter BB gun. No, kid, you shoot your eye out. I'm like,
okay. Right. I guess it was a... At that time when they made the movie, it was hilarious. But it's okay. I'll watch if it's in the background, but I'm not going to be like, oh my God, it's on. Let me see this. Like Elf or Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
So I'd rather watch Violent Night than watch that one.
Yeah, like they made a remake. Not a remake, but a sequel to it called A Christmas Story Christmas. We saw that last year, and it was, I mean, maybe you have to, because like back last year, I never really saw the original, so I really couldn't really tell. Okay, okay, what does that mean? What does that reference, you know?
Oh,
and it stars the same kid.
Yeah, they were relating it back to the first one.
Yeah, so like I think it takes place so many years after when he's adult, he has his own family and all that stuff, and he goes back home. I mean, it was all right, I guess, you know, like, because the Christmas Story movie was in 1983. That was like 40 years ago. And then the remake was 39 years later.
And is the remake also a narrative or no?
I think it is. I think it is. But one thing, like, you know, not spoiler alert, you know, in the sequel, like, you know, the dad is not around. You know, I think he passed away in the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about the lamp leg? Did that come back?
I don't remember. Like I said, it wasn't memorable for me to be like, you know, like, I need to watch it again, you know?
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. It's not.
Yeah. So, like I said, those are the movies I'll be watching this year. Maybe I'll add a couple of new ones, maybe. But yeah. All these are coming up. I love this time of year. It's cold. You know, you just kick back, you know, watch a good holiday movie until Christmas Day, and then the year ends, and, you know, start all over.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a coffee right now after we're done. Need some hot cup of joe.
No, you're going to, then you're not going to be able to fall asleep.
No, coffee doesn't do that to me for some reason.
Doesn't keep you up?
It doesn't keep me up. No, not at all. Oh, but I did go, we went to a party last night. Coming home from the party, we stopped at Dutch Brothers.
Okay, yeah, that's a good coffee spot.
Is there some near you?
Well, they're opening one up near us.
So last night I grabbed a vanilla chai. Mm-hmm. Very good. That's like Christmas in a cup for me right there.
Okay.
It was very, 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 very good. Let me see if the... What time is it? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Forget it. I was going to say I'll go right now, but no. That's too late already. No, they stay open. They stay open till like 12, I think, but it's too cold outside.
A coffee spot open that late?
Oh, yeah, dude. I think there's a Starbucks here that stays open till 12.
No way.
Yeah. But yeah, Dutch Bros stays open, dude. Their lines are long. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I went to Dutch Brothers when we were like leaving Palm Springs, and it took us like like 30 minutes just to
get our
stuff, and like from getting to line to finally get our in our coffees.
Exactly.
But it's good coffee.
Yeah, it is. They're the closest one that I knew about was probably about 30 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And then when I was taking my daughter to school, I found one off the freeway near her school. So that one's like 15 minutes away. So I was like, oh, cool. This one's closer. So, and yesterday, it's funny because when we got to that Dutch Brothers, my wife was like, where are we at? And I go, like, two exits away from the house. And she's like, really? This one is that close? So, you know, we'll be going back. But, oh, you know what's funny? SNL, I think SNL did it. They did a skit on Dutch Brothers that the person at the window pops out and they're like, hey, how's it going? So what were you doing today? Oh, yeah? And then they just keep asking you questions and questions and questions. And I asked my wife, I go, are they going to do that? And she's like, I don't know. And sure enough, dude, hey, where are you coming from? Oh, birthday? Whose birthday was it? Oh, yeah. Did you guys have fun? Oh, what'd you do? What are you guys doing tomorrow? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's for real. They really do that shit here. So they ask you like 20 questions, dude, while they're getting your drinks together.
Is it a Dutch Brothers or just a comedy skit about coffee?
No, it was a Dutch Brothers, dude. And that's this. If I find the skit online, I'll send it to you so you can see it. Okay. But yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Because the last time when we would go before, my wife and the kids would get off instead of being in line with the car in the drive thru, they would get off and get the drinks because it was faster. But this was like the first time that I went through the drive thru. And the girl was like, where'd you guys coming from? Birthday party? Oh yeah, whose birthday was it? Did you guys have fun? What are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, what the fuck? Are you writing a book? What's going on, bitch? So,
trying to be friendly.
Right? But I think that's too friendly, no? What are you doing tomorrow? Can I come over?
Or when you go to the grocery store and you're buying like stuff to make certain type of food, and like, you know, let's just say, you know, you buy hamburger meat, you're buying buns, right. You got lettuce, tomato. You got cheese, you got the condiments and all that stuff. And then you get the cashier trying to be nice, and you start some conversation. Oh, someone's making hamburgers. And someone's like, you think?
You all know I just killed my mother-in-law. I'm grinding her body into the ground beef. Leave me alone.
And I'm going to sell her or eat her. It's like,
I'm going to put up a barbecue stand and sell her off.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, yeah, I mean, I get it, you know, like what the skit you're telling, but in real life, you get the people, like, I think they're just trying to make conversation.
Right. I've never had anybody do that at the market.
Really?
I think the only conversation I've had with the people at the market is, do you want a bag with that? Yes or no? That's
the only conversation? Or like they just hate, or the times you get to like a certain cashier and you could tell that they're hating their life, and then you're the first one late. You walk up and go, hey, how you doing today? Hi, how's it going? That'll be $43.81.
They're all, I'm fine. I'm going to go home right now and blow off my head off. Because I love being here. But that's hilarious. Well, look at that. It's time again. Junior, you want to give out your call sign?
My call sign, Breaker Breaker 119, Breaker Breaker 19. I'm on Instagram at Big June 5000.
Big June 5000 over there. Mine is comic_Tony_Areola, Areola. Also, you can find us on 6 to Midnight Lounge on Instagram, Facebook. You want to email the show? The email is 6SIX2ML@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Let us know how we're doing. If you want to talk about the show, want to be on the show, what else can they do, Junior?
Oh, just follow the show on Spotify.
Yes,
on Apple, definitely. Or wherever you hear the show on, whatever platform. Follow us. Drop a comment. You know, tell us, like, if we're doing good or what we need to work on, you know. Or like what Tony said, you know, if you ever want to try to get on the show, you got anything interesting you want to talk about, just hit up the email and let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Again, for sure, if you're on Spotify, follow us, please, so we can know how many people listen to the show. And like Junior always said before, email the show. Let us know where you're listening from or where you're at all over the world. I know we see our demographics, but it'd be nice to have an email to that state, county, or country, or for third world country. Anything else you want to put in there, Junior?
No, I think that's it, man.
All right, then. That was another episode of the 6 to Midnight Lounge. Junior, hasta luego.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.